Amen. And Father God, we thank you for this day, Father God. We thank you for we know that this is the day that you've made, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that this day is going to be a day of abundance, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that this day is going to be the day, Father God, that we are the healed of the Lord, Father God. We decree and declare that this day is going to be a day of divine provision. We decree and declare, Father God, favor and covering, Father, over our elderly. We decree and declare favor and covering over our children, Father God, in their minds, Father God. Father God, we decree and declare a divine hedge of protection, Father God, even over families, Father God. We decree and declare, Father, favor and covering, Father God, over your company of prophets, Father God. We thank you, Father God, and we rejoice, Father God, for doing a new thing inside of each and every one of our lives, Father God. Father God, even now, Father God, we thank you, and we lift up even our leaders, Father God, and Archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for them as they continue to globalize the prophetic, Father God. We thank you for this midnight cry, Father God. We thank you for the miracles, Father God, that you continue to do for our lives, Father God. Father God, we thank you because we know that you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Father God, we decree and declare, Father God, that you cover our minds. We decree and declare, Father God, that there's new wealth, Father God, that begins to hit our accounts, Father God. In your mighty and masterful name, amen and amen. Prophetess Naomi, let's go ahead and open up the line so we can start speaking in tongues.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, God, because truly we make a joyful noise unto you, O God, and we praise you, O God. And we come before your presence with singing, O God. O God, I thank you, God, for all that you have done and doing in our lives, O God. I thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way and ordering our step, O God. I thank you, God, because truly you is and always will be, O God. And without you, we are nothing, O God. I thank you, God, that no more lack comes our way, O God. I thank you, God, for prosperity all around us, O God. I thank you, God, for opening doors for us, oh God. I thank you, God, for making a clear way, oh God. And I thank you, God, because truly it's you that teaches us to profit, oh God. Oh God, I thank you, God, for your healing power, God. I thank you, God, for answering our prayers and hearing our cry, oh God. I thank you, God, for healing whomever need healing that's here on this line, oh God. I thank you, God, for our families, God, and shielding us and protecting us, oh God. I thank you, God, for covering us with your blood and our homes with your blood, oh God, and having our children to be safe, oh God, and keeping us safe as well, oh God. Oh God, I thank you, God, for peace that passes all understanding, oh God. And I thank you, God, for your loving kindness, God. And thank you, Jesus. I decree and declare prosperity, riches, success will come our way, oh God. I decree and declare, oh God, that you will continue to work through us, in us, and as us, oh God. Oh God, thank you for letting us be your mouthpiece, oh God. Oh God, we thank you because truly you are a finisher and you finish what you start, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for our leader, God. We thank you, God, for our leader, Master Prophet, and our leading lady, Prophet Deborah Jordan, and our family and all our families here on the line, all connected to Zoe, oh God, and even the ones that's not that your people, God. And I really need you to help those out there, God, who don't know you, God. Help them to recognize their sins, repent, and give their hearts and minds to you, oh God, that they will become your child, oh God. Oh God, I thank you, God, for keeping our neighborhood safe, oh God, and letting the kids get along with each other and neighbors and all, God. And God, I thank you, Jesus, that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn, oh God. And I thank you, God, because when you arise, the enemy scatters, oh God. I thank you, Jesus, in your mighty, precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, O God. And Father, we just thank you for this is the day that you have made. Lord God, we come to you right now to give you thanks, to give you praise. Lord, we come into your presence and we thank you for your Holy Spirit. Your Holy Spirit is there to guide. Your Holy Spirit is there to pray for us, O God. And we thank you, O God, that you are the great I am this morning. Father, we thank you for each and every one on the line. Father, we ask you, dear God, to touch us, anoint us, O God. Lord God, we ask you, dear Father, that God, you will hear our cry, and God, you will answer our prayers. Father God, we ask you, dear God, this morning, dear God, that Father, that you will continue to order our steps. Lord, I pray, O God, Father God, this morning for the sick and the afflicted, O God. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will continue, Lord, to heal them. Continue, dear Father God, Lord, to give them hope, Lord. And Father God, we pray, O God, even now, Lord, for those in the hospitals, the highways and the byways. Father, I pray even for my mother. O God, I ask you, dear Lord, O God, that you'll let your healing power, O God, be upon her and around her. Father God, I pray, O Lord God, for, O God, those who are helpless, dear God, those who are homeless, O God, and need shelter, Lord. We pray for those who are hungry, O God, and need food, O God. Lord, we pray for the widow, the widower. Lord God, we pray for orphans, O God. Father, we pray for your mercies, O God. And Lord, we thank you, O God, that you are the God who is the source of everything, Lord. So, Father, we ask you right now, God, that you send your angels, Father, O God, to bless your people. Father God, I pray right now, God, for our leaders, oh God. Lord, I pray for my spiritual leader. Oh God, I pray, Father God, for Master Prophet and Pastor Deborah. Lord, I pray, God, that you continue to bless and keep them, Lord. Father, we thank you for them, Lord, oh God, and for this opportunity that we can come to you in prayer and supplication. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, for, oh God, their family, oh God. I pray, oh God, for Mother Jordan. Oh God, strengthen her, Lord, oh God. And Father, I ask you that they continue to preserve her. Father God, I pray for Mary Berry, for Mother Mary Berrien also. And Lord, I ask you, dear God, to keep her, oh God, in perfect peace. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, for all our children, oh God. Lord, we pray for those who are in schools, Lord. Father God, I pray, God, that their mind, oh God, will be there, oh God, on their work, oh God. Lord, we pray, God, that you'll guide them, dear God, in every area. Lord, we pray that you'll protect them, oh God. Lord God, I pray, God, that you'll keep away, oh God, any form of distraction, dear Father. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you will continue, Lord, to bless us and keep us, dear Father. Lord, we pray for those who are mourning and grieving, even at this time. Lord, we pray for the Kellys. Continue, dear Lord, to comfort them and to give them peace. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you'll continue, Lord God, Father, to just bless us. We pray, oh God, for prosperity. We pray, oh God, for success, oh God. And we pray, oh God, that for healing, oh God. Lord God, we pray, God, for those, oh Father God, Lord, who are not, oh God, not at peace, God. We pray for peace. We pray for love and joy. We pray for relationship. And Lord, we just thank you, God, that you are the God, Lord, who is great and big and wonderful and who supply all our needs according to your riches in glory. Father, we just thank you, God, that we are the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. And God, we give you praise tonight, oh God. We give you all the glory, oh Lord. So, Father, have your way, oh God, as we say thanks again. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, thank you for this time again. Father God, thank you that you hear our prayers. Thank you, Lord, that our weapons, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. And pray that we have impact. And thank you even in advance that our prayers have impact in the spirit realm, Lord God, for our families, Lord God, and for ourselves, Lord God, and for the ministries, all those things we lift up, oh God, continue to give us prosperous mindsets, Lord God, in order to be aligned, that our thoughts and our language shall be aligned to your will and your word, Father God. Thank you for continued success for each one of us, Lord God. Thank you for your favor for each one of us and our families, Lord God. Continue to bless and direct our path, O God. And thank you for victory over whatever obstacles would try to hinder, that you would remove hindrances and stumbling blocks, Lord God, that we'd have the path clear before us as you move us forward into the plans for good you have for us. Continue to bless the Kellys, Lord God, with comfort and strength as well, Lord. Lift them up in each one, Lord, even those that have been unable to attend the prayer call tonight as well. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
And Father God, we thank you for brand new mercies, brand new grace. Thank you for sustaining power. Thank you, Father God, for lifting us up and lifting our heads above our enemies. We thank you, Lord God, that great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. We thank you, God, for the power of God that's resting on this call even now. We thank you that your power is present to heal. Your power is present to deliver. Your power is present to set free. Thank you, God. Your power is present to prosper. Your power is present to loose shackles and set free. Your power is present to bind up the brokenhearted, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy. Hallelujah. For it is by your mercies, because of your mercies, we are not consumed. Your compassions fail not, and they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Father God, we lift up our Archbishop. We lift up Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We speak strength, Lord God, to them in the name of Jesus. We speak divine protection in the name of Jesus. We stand against every adversary. We stand against every enemy. We stand against every witch, every warlock. And we break the bands of wickedness, and we cancel every assignment of the enemy that would be dispatched against the ministry, that would be dispatched against our leaders right now, and that would be dispatched against our families and our loved ones. Every prophet on this call, God, we pray for, and every home that's represented. We decree divine order, divine peace, divine restoration and prosperity. Restoration in health, restoration in wealth, restoration in relationship. We decree it done, and we pray for our elders. Lord God, clarity of mind, we just take dominion over the spirit of dementia and Alzheimer's. It shall not be named among our elders. We decree it so. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Father God, as we come to you humbly, Lord God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for everyone that is represented here in their families, Lord God. We thank you for our Archbishop Benoit Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan and Mother Mary Jordan, Lord God. We thank you for their children, their families, Lord God. We thank you for this platform to be here to pray for everyone, Lord God. We thank you for the prayers that are going up, Lord God, for every family, everyone in this lives on this earth, Lord God. We thank you for our children. We thank you for all the families that are being healed, Lord God. I thank you for my sister that's being healed, Lord God. By the stripes we are healed. And Lord God, we decree and declare that healing is around us, Lord God, that we are being restored and rejuvenated in our bodies, Lord God, that you're giving us health and wealth, Lord God, to create the kingdom of God and God to invest in the kingdom, Lord God, and to go on with your works and your vision that you purpose for us to do on this earth, Lord God, that we get every assignment done, Lord God, before leaving this earthly body, Lord God. And we just thank you, and we just forever give you the praises, and amen and amen.
Hallelujah. And so, Father, we give you thanks, and we give you praise, my God, for the blood of Lord Jesus Christ that will never lose its power. We thank you, Father, for the blood that flows, Lord, for the lowest valley, and it runs from the highest mountain. We thank you for your blood that flows in our veins, my God, in our cells, my God, rejuvenating our lives, rejuvenating our bodies, my God, rejuvenating our spirit with the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. We thank you, Father, for the mind of Christ that, Lord, you have extended and imparted in us, and it's all by your Holy Spirit, Father, that will lead us and guide us and teach us, my God. And Lord, bring the unction in our lives to function, my God. And Lord, to operate, my God, and do great exploits in your kingdom for your glory and for your praise. We thank you for our Archbishop Bernard John and Pastor and Prophetess Deborah John and Father. And the visions, my God, you continue to place in and your great provision as our great Jehovah Jireh, our infinite source of supply. We thank you, Father, for prosperity that you are sending our way, Father. Even now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we decree, my God, that your anointing will rest upon the lives of the people, my God. Your Holy Spirit, Lord, your spirit of counsel, your spirit of wisdom and might and power, my God, and your blessed Holy Spirit that will lead us and guide us. And Lord, your glory cloud overshadow us, Father, from above your mercy seat. In the name of Jesus, being a pillar of cloud of fire by night and a pillar of cloud by day, we are thankful for your angels even now in assignment, Father. Your angels are surrounding us. Your angels encamp around about us. Lord, your ministering angels ministering to every family member, Father, even Prophetess and Mother Mary Jordan, Prophetess and Mother Mary Berrien. The Berrien family, my God, and the Jordan family is in entirety, Father, even those that extended, my God, both far and near, in the name of Jesus. Father, a spirit of oneness, my God, and a spirit of unity that you are operating, even as you said how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. We thank you, Father, for the unity of your Holy Spirit in the midst of us. We thank you for your peace, my God, that surpasses all understanding, will keep our hearts and minds, Father, stayed upon you, because you are our Jehovah Shalom. And Lord, you say your peace you leave with us, your peace you give unto us, not as the world give you unto us. You said, let not our heart be troubled. Father, thank you for touching with those, the Kelly family, continue, Lord, with renewed strength to continue to soar upon eagle's wings. You are healing Jesus, Father, that for such a time as this, my God, you revive, you restore, and you renew. And we thank you, Father, that you cause us to continue, Lord, to mount up with wings as eagles, to run and not be weary, and walk and not faint. Because you do all these things, Father, and all these things we ask with thanksgiving in the name of Jesus, as you pour in the oil of your anointing, Father, afresh, my God. Knowing our horn shall now exalt like the horn of a unicorn, and we shall be anointed with fresh oil. And let the healing virtue flow in all our lives and our families, my God, because you still are bond that's in Gilead. And we thank you for your anointing that will break yokes, and your anointing, my God, that will heal the broken in the heart. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Prophets, please go 1 minute. We have a lot of time we're losing.
Oh, precious Heavenly Father, we want to thank and praise your holy and righteous name for this day, oh dear God. We want to thank and praise your name for Archbishop Ebonard Jordan, oh dear God, and Pastor Lady Deborah Jordan and the whole
prophets, oh dear God. We want to thank you for the safe travels home for our family, oh dear God. We want to thank and praise your name for the creativity that you instill within all of us, oh dear God. Lord God, we want to thank and praise your name for the Kelly family, oh Father God, that you will just bless them in their time of bereavement, oh dear God, and keep them covered, Lord God. We want to thank and praise your name for the prosperity that you instill within each and every one of us, the creativity that you continue to give us favor, Father God. And we want to thank and praise your name for each and every family that is represented on this call on tonight, that you will continue to uplift them and anoint them afresh. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and we give you thanks in advance. Amen. Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy to all of us, God. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives. And we look to the hills from whence cometh our help, because our help comes from you, O God. We thank you, God, for your tenderness and your patience with us, and for teaching us how to pray, and for coming closer to us as we draw near unto you because we are praying, God. And I thank you for each and every person on the line, for all of the prophets, and for all of those who are listening in and who are desiring to hear a word spoken for them, God. Thank you, God, and I ask you to bless them and keep them, strengthen them in their bodies, strengthen them in their minds. God, we give you glory, honor, and praise. And I thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah and for their vision for us to even have this prayer line, God. I ask you to remember my family and to remember me, God, and I look forward to your healing and your grace. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. And Father God, as we come before you on this beautiful, blessed morning, we thank you, Lord, for this truly is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, if I had 10,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be enough to give you the praise and say thank you, Lord. So I will start with this one tongue and say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the divine increase. Thank you for the divine help. Thank you for the increase in wealth, Lord. Thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, I thank you for sending your peace in the homes of the partners and in the homes of everyone across the entire globe, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your prosperity. Thank you, Lord, for instantaneous healing just through the word of the prophet's mouth. Lord, I thank you for allowing us to come again in strength and numbers. I thank you, I thank you, and I thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father, we thank you for the opportunity before you begin to put your name on high even now, Father God. We thank you for peace. We thank you for joy. We thank you for strength even now, Father God, and everything that we may be through now. Father, cover those even now that need your covering, Father God. Father, bring peace to those that need the peace. Father, allow your protection angels to follow us as we go, Father. Way that we should go. Cover our children and our elders even now. Bring divine wholeness and health to our lives even now, God. Father, your word says in your name we pray.
All right. Prophet Jessica Jordan. Prophet Dominic DeGroof.
Father God, we come to you this evening, and we thank you for another time together with the prophets. Lord, we cannot cherish this opportunity enough, Lord, to be with all those who have been groomed by the Master Prophet and by Pastor Deborah Jordan. Lord, we thank you for, Lord, the knowledge that is always being shared, Father, Lord, and the love that is always being shared, and even the correction and the discipline, Lord, that we build as a part of this great family and organization. Father, we thank you for this opportunity, Father, Lord. Everyone didn't get to see today, but we got to see today, Lord. We thank you for those who have built the foundation that we sit on, Father, and we continue to raise up all the families that may be mourning. Father, Lord, let them be comforted by the community, Lord, that they live within, Lord, and thank you for just this blessing, Father, because it is not taken for granted, Father. And we thank you again for the days that we have, Lord. Lord, we thank you that we move mightily in opportunity and in faith and in our dreams, Lord. Let us be manifestors, Lord. Let us be good stewards of your gifts. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
And Father God, I thank you for the order. I thank you for all the things that you're doing in our lives, God. I thank you, God, for covering and favoring each and every one of us, God. Father God, let this be a peaceful and increased day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Father God, I thank you right now for this prayer hour, God. And I pray for the spirit of mastery. And I thank you, Father God, the spirit of mastery will be upon us, that we begin to master love and master joy and master the peace and master long suffering and gentleness and begin to master goodness and faith and master meekness and temperance, Father God. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you'll begin to grace us to begin to master your very characteristics in our life, God. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, we ask you right now to go before us, to make every crooked place straight right now. In the name of Jesus, and we decree and declare breakthrough. And hallelujah, right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the turnaround right now. And Father God, we call forth your dunamis power, your yoke-breaking power, your miracle-working power, to begin to cause miracles in the lives of your people right now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I come against every foul, every demonic, heaven, hallelujah, every foul, every demonic force right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, use a liar in the blood of Jesus against you. The blood of Jesus against you. And I plead the blood of everyone on the sound of my voice right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the master prophet Ebenard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan and their beloved family right now. And I plead the blood of Jesus over them. And I plead the blood of Jesus over their grandchildren right now in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus right now over, hallelujah, Mother Prophetess Mary Jordan right now. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over Prophetess Pastor Mary bearing her beloved family right now. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over Prophetess Gloria Jean Kelly and her beloved children right now. In the name of Jesus, cover them right now. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for Jehovah Shalom that is prevailing in their home right now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we decree, and we declare victory and breakthrough and bring salvation to every lost loved one right now. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen.
Well, thank you, God. Amen, amen, amen. All right, people of God, I want to thank you all for coming on tonight's call. Just want to give a few announcements. We will be back here at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Well, just in a couple hours, we'll be back here at 9 a.m. Also, just wanted to let everyone, we will be having the funeral, the homegoing service, the celebration of life service of Deacon Prophet Donald Maurice Kelly on Thursday at 7 p.m., June 8th, and that's going to be at 7 p.m. You're asking for all poll members to be in their poll attire, or if you're part of the clergy, Zoe Ministries, to come into your clergy garb, okay? And the burial is going to be on June 9th, that Friday morning. If you're giving any donation, you can give it to Zoe Ministries, and the code you will use will be the Kelly Foundation. The code you can use when you're giving that donation is the Kelly Foundation that you will be able to give. You can also write any condolence or anything on the McCall.net website to write any condolences. We finally got the approval of the banner, so we'll put all the information up on the website so everyone can have that information on Deacon Prophet Donald Maurice Kelly. Okay, again, that is going to be Thursday, June 8th, 2017, 7 p.m. If you're going to send flowers, you can send the flowers to the church, and that's going to be at 310 Riverside Drive, New York, New York 10025, and you can always call our 888-831-0434 number if you have any questions. Is there any other announcements from any other company of prophets? Please do so to make those announcements.
Yes, and yes, Prophetess Naomi, thank you so much. June 9th and June 10th, save the date for our men's conference at 310 Riverside Drive, 103rd Street, with the Master Prophet and some special guests. It's open to all men of all ages, and it's free admission. Thank you so much, Prophetess Naomi.
Amen, and that is this weekend, this Friday, am I correct?
Yes, it is, yes. Prophetess.
Yes, this Friday. So the men's conference is this Friday, and it starts at 7 p.m. Please make all males to make yourself available for that. Amen. All right. Is there any other announcements from any other company of prophets?
Yes, we have the Talk Live tomorrow at 12 noon on Tuesday. Talk with Prophetess Jessica Jordan and Prophet Joshua Jordan and Prophetess Tangela DeVos tomorrow, 12 noon to 1.
Amen.
Tuesday
amen.
Talk.
Yes.
Thank you.
Tuesday, talk back Tuesday. Talk back Tuesday, 12 noon. All right, I want to say thank you and God bless to you all and have a wonderful night. Good night.
Thank you.
God bless.
God bless.